Mrs. Ron, and we're going to do a series of demonstrations tonight, PR0. And these demonstrations are made with the coach, who is a senior student, and a student in the thing is the newcomer. Now, your attention is put on this because the teaching of TR0 is quite important. It's the number of TR1, 2, 3, and 4 that a person does, actually, which makes his auditing presence. And it's the best way we've ever found to make auditing presence, and so this is the way we make auditing presence. And you should get used to these because you will be taking back to your area a good concept of what the TRs are all about. We probably at a later date will work hard on the CCHs so that we can give you those as well. The essence of TR0 is to teach a natural confrontingness. You go into an academy where new students are first beginning to audit, and you will see a tremendous stiffness, a fantastic stiffness. Now, actually, it goes this way. They go into the co-audit, and they are not so stiff. They don't seem to be so stiff. They seem to be more relaxed. But nevertheless, you will see them sort of lose their grip on their confront because it isn't indoctrinated into them. And it's like golf. Very often, a brand new golfer goes out, picks up some golf clubs, and away he goes, and he starts making holes in one and so forth. And then he all of a sudden cracks up, and he's totally incapable of striking a single stroke. It's not possible. And from that point on, he has to be taught. And for quite a little time, then, he's a complete duffer. He's become self-conscious about his grip. He's become all kinds of mechanisms he's learned and all this sort of thing. Well, actually, our present TRs are calculated to bring a person up through this with the greatest possible rapidity. Now, the basis of the TR is simply to get the person to sit there and confront. You ordinarily find out he confronts with something. He's confronting with his belly. He's confronting with his nose. He's confronting with his hands. He's doing everything else. A little bit later stage, why, you've got him confronting with a professional attitude and an interested attitude and other things of this character. And the best way to do is to have him put these things on. Just hour after hour of sitting there confronting the coach and the coach doing nothing is not going to do very much TR for anybody. Now, the coach has got to be good. Now, the TRs are actually as good as the coach. If a coach gives too many flunks and too many loses, of course, the quality of the TR goes down. And if the coach gives the PC, or gives the student, rather, some wins, why, the TRs goes up. All right, well, we're all set now, and we have Gordon, who is a very senior student here, and he is going to give TRs, and here we go. Start.
Okay. All right, Ian. This is TR0, confronting TR, right? You're familiar with it, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to get an echo back here for myself. All right, now I want you to relax and just confront me, then. Just straight TR0. I won't be doing any bull bidding on this. Be here for you to confront.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just relax and confront me. Just you do that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now then. We haven't started yet. When I give you a start, you can start. When I say that's it, that's the end of the drill for a while, okay?
Yes.
All right, now you're ready. All right, start. Okay, that's it a minute. Now just relax, relax.
Mm-hmm.
No.
This is an interesting case, this student here. He actually is doing a not confront with several parts of his body. Quite interesting.
Okay, just be here. Okay, relax and just be here. That's all you got to do and confront me. I'm not going anywhere. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Start. Okay, flunk. That's it. Now, you're not really being here. Get a little bit better. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's better. Okay, all right, start. Okay, fine, you're staring at me. Start. Okay, that's it. Relax.
You're sitting there, and your shoulders aren't straight. Yeah.
Okay, just relax, okay? What the hell with the television? Just confront me. This is a TR, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, me. Start. That's better. Get here some more. Just relax and get here and confront me. Flunk, you move your mouth. Start.
Now, here's a trick. Let's find out from this particular student. He's sitting there with his chest sunk in, withdrawn, his throat withdrawn, and so forth. Let's talk about not confronting. Let's get this student to find out what he's not confronting the PC with there.
Okay, all right, that's it in the end. Now, are you aware of not confronting me with anything? Any part of your body?
Yeah.
Just an actual effort not to confront me with something.
No, an effort not to, no?
Mm-hmm. Okay, any part of your body you're aware of doing this with?
No, no. Mm-hmm. Nothing I'm deliberately not confronting with, no?
Okay. Well, I want you to confront me, you know, not without anything, and not with anything, just you confront me. Now, you seem to be actually holding back parts of your body. All right, your chest, throat.
It feels out something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just relax, all right? Okay, start. Okay, that's a bit better. Relax some more. Relax, okay. Get your whole body here. You get here. All right? Okay, start. That's better. That's better. Okay. Just be here. Okay. Okay, don't hold things back from me. Okay, that's it a minute. I feel like you're still holding back from me. It's getting better. I can feel you better over here.
Yeah.
But you're still holding back from me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now just be here. Relax. That's all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, start. Okay, that's it a minute. All right, relax in here. Okay, relax all that. I feel like you're drawing away in that vicinity. Okay, start. You look like a tin soldier sitting there. Relax, man. That's some neat body, not a metal body. Relax it. Okay. Start.
Ian is sitting there with his chest very badly sunk in. And sort of going to retreat through the wall. And actually, it looks a little bit more like an hypnotized subject than he does an auditor. So I think we better walk him over here on the subject of a professional attitude.
Okay, that's it.
What is your definition of a professional attitude? Yours.
My professional
attitude. Your definition of a professional attitude.
an interested attitude.
Okay, now what I want you to do is confront me with a professional attitude. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's really be professional about this. Okay? Give him a good show. Alright. Okay, you have an idea what you're going to do? Okay, well, how would you confront me with a professional attitude?
Just look as though I'm interested in you.
Okay. Now, I want you to really do this.
Yeah.
Not just act it, you know, or pretend. I want you to really be interested. That's your definition, right?
Mm.
Okay, really, really be professional. Okay?
Mm.
None of this, you know, holding back from me. You know, you've got to have command over me if you're going to audit me, okay?
Yeah.
When you are a pre-cleric, you confront them. Okay. Now, I'm not here to overwhelm you. I'm here to help you get better at TR0. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to confront me with a professional attitude. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Start. Okay, that's it a minute. Relax while you do this, okay?
I feel myself sort of sudden mm-hmm. to jump that way.
I could see your body jerking back and forth then, very simply. Mm-hmm. Relax and be professional. You know what you're going to do here.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And be interested here. Okay, start.
Well, this student has a pattern here which is quite interesting. He's been made to sit very, very quietly for TR, and he's obviously been plunked for batting his eyes, so that he sits there with a very glassy stare and so forth. It's very funny, amusing watching Gordon there, because it's no doubt who the auditor is. Gordon obviously is. Yet Gordon's TR is very good. He's sitting there in the chair, all slopped over and that sort of thing. He's really all over that student, you see. And the student is sitting there about ready to back through the wall. And he's just got a complete unwinking stare. And it'd drive any PC around the bend very fast. All right, let's find an interesting attitude here, a more interesting attitude. Let's get him to do that several times until he himself starts laughing at this interesting attitude, because he's really, we got to pick this to pieces. He's really got some kind of a notion there as to what he's doing, you see. He's all gimmicked up like mad. You don't wink your eyes, you sink in your chest, you withdraw, you're self-effacive. He's got a lot of things there if you could just get him to talk about them. Okay?
Okay, that's it. All right. Now, you're getting better here. We can even get better. Now, I want you to confront me with an interested attitude. Okay? And really be interested. All right, now, you got, I've noticed, and Ron has also, and I can hear him through these. He comes through occasionally. Got a lot of mechanics to the way you're confronting. You're really staring a good hole from me that time. You know? Like, it's confronting. You know? And I want you to confront me with an interested attitude. Are you afraid I'm going to flunk you here? Are you sitting here scared to death I'm going to flunk you? Okay, well, don't worry about it. You flunk, you flunk. You flunk a million times, or you flunk a million times. And you have to have more power than I do in this situation. You're confronting me. I'm the PC here, okay? You've got to be controlling me here, not me controlling you when I say start. I want you to confront me with an interested attitude and be aware of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, start. Okay, that's it a minute. Okay, you want to get comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay, you're comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I want you to confront me, not stare at me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I've got a whole body here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can confront the whole thing if you want. Okay? All right, you don't have to just stare at me. All right. And be interested. I want you to assume an interested attitude and confront me from that viewpoint. Okay? All right. Start.
PC actually here has a look of just pure horror on his face. In some way, he looks completely fixated. Now, if we could get him to give us a dissertation on what he ought to be doing, it might be very interesting.
Okay, Ian, that's it. Okay, what should you be doing in this drill to be doing TR0?
Just being aware of it.
Okay. But any... you aware of any mechanics of how you should be doing this?
No, as soon as I start being aware of you, so I lose awareness of my own body. Mm-hmm. So it's a property.
Okay. Well, what do you do over there when you start confronting me? What do you really do?
Just look at it.
At me?
Yeah.
Okay, are you aware of confronting me when you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you aware of anything else going on? Of using things to confront me with, or trying to look like you're confronting me, anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, good. Now I want you to confront me now, and be interested. And I want you to be aware of what you're doing also, but I don't want you to introvert here on this. And I'm going to ask you in a few minutes, what have you been doing, okay, to confront mm-hmm. me? All right, okay, relax, you get in the position you want to get in. Okay, start. That's a bit better. Mm-hmm. Flunk, you got something going on with your eyes. You know, you're trying to do something there. Start. Okay, that's it. All right, now what did you do then to confront me with an interested attitude?
Looked at you, tried to look alive.
Okay. Were you interested? Really?
Not very.
Not very. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now I want you to really be interested. Okay? And do you think you can get better at doing TR0
yeah.
here tonight?
Yeah.
Good enough. All right. You know, let's see if we can really get some good out of this. All right, now I want you to really be. No acting. Really.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's make it real. All right. Now, start. I feel like you got your body here a bit better. That's good. Flunk, you're wearing some veils there, right over your face, man. Okay, you be there. All right, no veils. You start. Okay, that's it. Now, what did you do then to confront me?
Just looked at you.
Okay. Did you do anything else to confront me? What about this interesting
yeah,
part?
I tried to outflow interest.
Mm-hmm, okay. Good enough. Can you find anything over here in which you can get interested? Anything about me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, really be interested. Okay, now you find something interesting over here, we'll be interested. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, start.
All right, this is the last one. We'll end this demonstration in just a moment.
Very head until you could move your head. Start. Flunk. You didn't start. Start. Okay, that's it. Okay, now what did you do then to confront me?
Looked at you.
Okay, did you do anything else? Good enough. Okay, how was the interest that time?
Not better.
Okay, do you feel we got anything out of this drill?
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, that's the end of the drill, okay?
Thank you.
That's it. Good. Well, there you go.
All right, that demonstration there was quite interesting. Because, frankly, the student is pretty badly gimmicked up. Finally, figured out what this was all about. The mark of a good coach here, and Gordon did very well there, but the mark of a good coach is his ability to find out. The mark of a good coach is his ability to find out what the student is doing and to poke it full of holes so that the student will come off these special things. And that last preclear, the last student, actually, was in the attitude of a PC to a marked degree, but was confronting with an idea. He was confronting with an idea. And that idea was what he was confronting with. Somebody told him at some time or another that all he had to do to confront was be aware of the PC. And ever since that time, he's had be aware of the PC sticking out in front of him. He himself has not been doing anything with the PC. Well, we'll cure him of that here at St. Hill. All right. Well, now we've got another demonstration. You just carry on. Start.
Well, okay. What I'm doing here is just simple to you. I was there to start with it. All I'm going to do is ask you to sit there. Comfortable in erect posture, and simply confront me if there. Mm-hmm. Confront me over here. You be here, and be aware of me.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay. Anything you'd like to say before I start?
No.
Okay. You set? Fine. All right, confront me. Start.
They're moving on into this. I noticed that Anne has some of the same tricks of her husband. Apparently, both of these students have been trained on you don't confront, you suppress. And I never saw such a suppressed auditor valence there in my life. And, well, let's give her the works on a professional attitude, an auditing attitude. Let's give her the works on that.
All right, that's it. I'm going to turn on over here to the professional attitude portion of this. Mm-hmm. Now, what to you is a professional auditing attitude? So tell me about it. What's a professional auditing attitude?
Or having your attention on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking like an auditor.
Oh, very good. All right. What would looking like an auditor consist of? Just tell me what looking like an auditor consists of.
Oh, I don't want to use these terms. But it is right. Being interested in a PC, yeah, that's true.
Well, anything else?
Whether having a picture on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else a professional auditing attitude would consist of?
I'm not sloppy.
Just how do you mean that, not sloppy?
Or slouchy. I'm quite good then, so I try to be relaxed.
Okay.
And without looking sloppy, that's all.
Oh, very good. All right. Then I'd like
relaxed and interested is the best.
All right, fine. Then I'd like you to confront me with a professional auditing attitude here. All right, let's start. So the professional auditing attitude. Okay. Confront me with a professional auditing attitude. Right, that's it. What did you do to confront me with a professional auditing attitude there?
Oh, I put more effort into it, which I sort of, realized isn't what I was supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an effort, yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me a little more about that. I'm not quite sure what you mean.
I think of my face as sort of tends to fidget and move around here. And, I try not to be able to pay attention on me rather than you.
Uh-huh. All right, now tell me again just what a professional auditing attitude would be.
And your attention to your PC.
Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else? Would be a part of a professional auditing attitude.
Just looking smart.
All right. What was that again?
Looking smart.
All right, fine. All right, confront me with a professional auditing attitude. Start. All right, that's it. What did you do to confront me with that professional auditing attitude?
Looked at you.
Very good. Did you do anything else?
Yeah, I just seem to be aware of doing extra things.
Such as?
Well, having quite an effort to just sort of put my body in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything you're more not doing, just avoiding doing to have a professional auditing attitude?
Yeah, having my attention on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it does tend to. Well, there's a great deal of control over it.
We've got a student here, by the way, who has buttons, and you would ordinarily have a button-punching approach here to this type of PC, because this type of PC is a liability in an auditing session.
Trying not to have any attention on the face, or on this.
All right, thank you. Now, what again is a professional auditing attitude?
Have your attention on the PC.
Very good. Anything more than that? A real professional auditing attitude. No problem.
The student is breaking up a little bit on this professional auditing attitude. I mean, she can't make it.
I'm not totally certain.
All right.
It's sort of having all your attention on your PC and not any on yourself.
All right, fine. Then confront me with a professional auditing attitude. All right. Start. Alright, that's it. What did you do to confront me with that professional auditing attitude? What did you do?
More attention on you.
Very good. Anything else you did there? As a real professional attitude?
No.
Oh, okay, is there anything that you didn't do there in order to have a professional auditing attitude? Avoided it.
Yeah. Avoided having as much attention on myself as I did at home.
Ah.
Trying to forget about that thing.
Thank you. Okay, this is different from just simple TRA.
The student, by the way, is getting someplace under this coaching. Well, let's pull an interested attitude.
Do you notice any difference in how you're doing this than confronting? I think this is above confronting and beyond.
Yeah, a bit more relaxed.
All right, very good. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to move on to an interested auditing attitude. Just that.
Interested?
Yeah, an interested auditing attitude.
You mean auditor being interested in sort of being an interested auditor?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Interesting or just interested?
No, interested. Oh. Interested auditing attitude. Could you sort of describe to me an interested auditing attitude?
Well, I get the idea of a piece of, you know, cockeyed listening in one ear, but, just listening to the PC and your attention on him.
Very good. Good. All right, is there anything else that the auditor would do to have a real interested attitude now? Well, interested attitude there.
I'll just make sure he listens, that's all. So he's got his attention pulled there and not sort of on all the other chairs around the room.
Uh-huh. All right, very good. Then confront me with an interested auditing attitude. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Interested auditing attitude. Start. Alright. That's it. What did you do to confront me with an interested auditing attitude?
I moved forward, I think.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Anything else you did to to have a real interested auditing attitude?
No.
Alright, very good.
That's all I can think of.
Okay, that's fine. Now tell me again, what is an interested auditing attitude? You know, just as
well. Well, a person who looks as if they're interested in the fellow at the other end of them.
Alright, very good. Is there anything special you do to look as though you were interested there?
I don't think so.
Alright, fine.
I think, no, there shouldn't be, but I think, suspect that yes, I do. I think I'd give a cop one up there.
Very good. All right, we'll see how this goes, then. We'll see how this goes, and we'll do it again here. Go back and see if there's anything else that comes up. Mm-hmm. All right, now I'd like you to confront me with it. Just like, you're the auditor here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very interested at it. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Start.
Sorry.
All right, that's it.
Of course, it cracked her up.
Plumped,
of course, she gets plumped for grinning.
All right, thank you. Okay, now I have to confront you with an interested auditing attitude. Stop. I'm a PC, you know. All right, just confront that. Interested auditing attitude. All right, that's it. What would you do to confront me with an interested auditing attitude there? Be an interested auditor.
Look at you, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try to put more attention on you than other things.
Uh-huh. Okay, anything you didn't do there, you avoided doing. Stopped yourself from doing, you know. You held down yourself from doing. Held yourself down from doing that.
Shifting.
Uh-huh.
And, being aware of the rest of my body.
Uh-huh.
This is sort of hard for me, and it sits here.
Very good. Are there anything that you shouldn't do beyond this? To have interested auditing attitude that you really shouldn't do? Alright, is there anything you shouldn't do here that interested auditing attitude?
As soon as you get her flattened off on that a little bit, why give her that set and the demonstration?
I didn't quite hear that.
Have your attention on yourself. You haven't got your attention on your PC.
Well, very good. Alright.
I'd like to hear this again. Interested auditing attitude. Could you tell me again briefly what it is?
Having your attention on your PC and not on yourself.
All right, fine. I confirm it then. Interested auditing attitude. Start. All right, very good. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Did you notice anything there that you did? Audited. Confirming an interested auditing attitude.
No, I thought it was a bit little bit better, perhaps. I thought about more interest on you than I've had.
Very good. All right, I'm going to bend this off here in a couple of seconds. What was that again when I cut you off?
I seem to have more attention on you now than I had on you before.
Very good. Okay. Is there anything different, anything more to having an interested auditing attitude than simply to confront him? Anything you notice there that's additional to an interested auditing attitude?
What I'm doing is additional to an auditing attitude.
No. I'm sorry, I'm not getting that across. Is there anything that is more to an interested auditing attitude,
than just sitting there?
Than just than confronting. Is there anything?
Listening.
Oh, okay. Anything more to an interested auditing attitude than confronting?
Oh, yeah, being willing to duplicate the PC. So that we can have him as he is.
All right.
I'm losing him one time.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to end this off here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
End of demonstration.
All right, this was a very interesting demonstration in view of the fact of tremendous difference between the advanced student doing the coaching and the person being the student. Of course, the last two students have only been here since Monday, just 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a big deal here of some kind or another. There's a lot of systematized confrontings, and you understand that this idea of telling them to be interesting and telling them this and telling them that and so forth is simply to run out the buttons so they just don't keep on confronting by a system. And really, this can be stepped up to where you can break up almost anybody's confront. All right, now we've got another one going here. All right, start.
Ian, what are we going to do, 70? Sorry. Norman, what are we going to do, 70 or 0? And I'd like you to tell me what you understand about Tiara Zero.
I used to be here and confront you.
All right, very good. Well, I'm going to give you a start, and that's it when I want to tell you something,
yeah.
All right? And I want you to just relax. Just relax your body. All right? Fine. And just sit there and confront me. All right? Start. All right, that's it. Now, how do you feel about the space? Do you know how big?
Fine.
All right. How big is your space?
The room.
Good. Well, am I included in your space?
Of course.
All right. Very good. Now, just relax your body. With more tingly tears over here. Just relax. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just let go. Just let your body flop a bit. Go on. Just relax your body. All right.
I feel relaxed.
Okay. Very good. Now I want you to be there and confront me. Start. All right, I'm going to flank you. You're staring at me. I want you to confront me. All right. Start.
She's, got him into pretty good shape there. Actually, he's a caved-in chess sort of a confront. He's not confronting with a lot of things. And it's a similar case. He's got a lot of not confront going on here. He's probably confronting with an idea and not confronting with the chest or the body at all. So it might be of benefit to find out what idea he is confronting with.
Okay, that's it. Now, Norman, I'd like you to tell me you're confronting me with. What do you feel you're confronting me with?
I'm just confronting you, but I was sort of trying to listen to what he was talking about.
I get it.
Okay.
All right. Well, before I start, just relax a bit more, get your body nervous.
Yeah, I think it's the word relax. It reminds me of a hypnotic command, you know.
I see, or well, if I used easy, would that be better?
That's not, I know what you really mean. It just bugs me because I used to use it.
All right, very good. Now, you've got your stomach and chest sticking out here. Just relax. Get your body in it. Just prop your body up nicely. That's fine. Now, you be there and you confront me. Start. That's much better. All right? All right, that's it. Now, you're sort of tipping over to the side there. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
All right, just get your body relaxed.
I'm confronting you more with one side of my backside, you know.
I see. All right, very good. Well, just, you know, just get your body easy, nice. You be there and you confront me. Start. And that's it. You're still tipping over to the side there. Can you feel it?
I always sit like this.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, just straighten up, you know, prop yourself up. But that's much better.
Am I okay then?
Yeah, that's much better.
I can't always talk when I'm doing it.
All right. Now, just relax. Okay. Start.
This student's confront actually is pretty grim. He's got some kind of a glee, G-L-E-E, going on there. You could very easily break him up, and so forth. And actually, the coach ought to walk forward to shattering the false composure he is sitting there in.
All right, that's it. Now, I sort of feel there's something real solid sitting there in front of me.
Probably my bank.
All right, fine. Well, just get your body relaxed, okay?
Yeah.
All right, one more. Your body flop, you know? Just hunch over a bit of this. All right, with your hip drop. Go on, just try it.
I don't know how.
Just relax your body completely. More. A bit more. Let it go.
I don't understand that one.
Forget about the people.
No, I'm not interested in them.
All right.
I'd like to know how to do it.
I will just let your body relax, you know? That's much better. All right. Now I want you to be there, all right? Just you be there and confront me. I was just before I was going to give you the start, I just felt you building this up again. Now just let it relax. You know, just you relax, sorry. And you confront me, all right? All right, start. Now that's very much better. All right, I'm going to flank you, so thinking now.
I am. I don't feel as comfortable as when I started.
I see.
You know, I felt I was really here when I started, but I don't feel like I feel like I'm trying to do something.
Mm.
You know, I'm trying to confront, and I don't want to try to do it. I was comfortable, set up straight. I'm comfortable just sitting here, like when I started.
All right.
I did to try to collapse. I'm trying to do something, and I don't like it.
Well, how are you trying to do this?
Well, I'm trying to sit the way you want me to,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to sit the way you expect me to. You know, the way you're telling me.
I get it.
I sit up. When I sit down anywhere, I sit up. I sit erect. I'm comfortable.
Right.
Very comfortable.
All right. Well, are you sitting relaxed now?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Now, I just want you to be there now,
mm-hmm.
and you confront me.
Yeah.
All right. Start.
He's having quite a time here. I said he could be rattled. You heard how rattled he was starting to get. Now, he'd rattle the same way under a PC and started to fall to pieces. So it's much to his advantage as an auditor to get this broken up as early as possible. And actually, he ought to be racked up even more than he is being racked up there by Maisie.
Right, that's it. Now, which you sort of aware of holding your body?
This way.
That way. All right. You're tilting it which way? Which side?
I'm intentionally tilting it so that this lowers, because this shoulder is lower than this one. Normally. And I know in TR0, I'm going to get flunked for it, so I purposely push myself forward like this and raise this shoulder. I'm intentionally doing that, but I'm monitoring. I just sit with this shoulder lower than the other one.
I see. All right. Well, let's get the body sort of relaxed. Let's move it.
Yeah.
So that you there and you communicate across to me. All right?
Okay.
Okay? Are you feeling more relaxed now?
Yeah, I feel fine.
All right, fine. Now you be there and you confront me. Start. Alright, I'm going to flank you. You've still got your body tilted over to the side. So I'm going to correct that for you. Alright? Well, how does that feel?
Feels fine.
Alright. Are you aware of any change from before?
No, not much.
Okay, well, I'm just going to get that a bit straighter then. Alright, now just relax. Okay, that's fine. I feel you much more here than when we started, alright?
Yeah.
Good. Now you communicate across to me and you confront me. Start.
I think we ought to ask this student for an amused auditing attitude. How would he look if he were amused? Because he's actually looks like he's on the verge of laughing. And actually, it'd be murderous for a PC to be audited with that expression.
All right, that's it. Now, Norman, I want you to show me an amused auditing attitude.
Oh,
all right?
Christ. Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, before...
What do you mean, amused?
Or will you tell me what you understand by an amused auditing attitude?
Well, immediately, I thought of a joke I have with somebody about an acknowledgement that goes, yeah, okay, yeah, all right, I heard what you said. You know, something like that. Mm-hmm. That's amusing. I mean, for me to be amusing, I'd have to sit with my legs crossed like this and just sneering.
All right, very good. Well, you show me an amused auditing attitude. Okay, well, as I start, you can do anything you like to show me an amused auditing attitude. All right, start.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, very good. Carry on.
This is my brown one.
All right, go on, fine.
Okay.
Just let it go, you know, just show me the news and what you need to do. Let yourself go.
That's Twitch's purpose, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And some more. Let it go.
I think this is better than the way I could find the other way, you know?
All right, very good. Now, just carry on. You're doing fine. How about kneeling with me and gripping?
I don't think I could do that now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really amused.
I see. All right.
I don't know what an amused auditing attitude is.
Mm.
I really don't.
All right, well, that's it. Okay, well, that was very good. Okay, how did you feel doing that?
I was acting because I know what an amused auditing attitude is. I really don't. When I think of an amused auditing attitude, I think of me being amused at an auditor who has some type of sarcastic attitude. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
But I never seen one.
And as an auditor, what do you understand by amused auditing attitude?
Well, if the pre-clear told me something funny, I'd laugh. I'd be amused.
All right, very good.
If it would be, all right, but, you know, if the pre-clear thought it was funny and I were in session and I felt like laughing, I'd laugh. I'd be amused.
All right, very good. Well, how about sharing me then?
I can't laugh. No, you haven't said anything funny.
All right, well, I'd like you to just put that on for me, okay? I'll give you a start and I'd like you to do that. All right? Start.
That's very funny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I literally smile and be amused.
All right. That's it. That is very good. Okay? All right, how are you doing?
Okay, that attitude that I just showed you is closer to my normal attitude when I'm auditing than when I first walked in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Okay, now I'd like you to relax and let's get back to your computer and see how you do now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now you be there and you confront me. Start. That's very much better. All right, that's it. How do you feel about your body now? You know,
well, I'm feeling more comfortable and I feel better. I did what I was normally expected to do for TR0 to sit erect. Well, I always sit erect anyway, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to try to please the coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I was trying to do.
This way,
I feel much more relaxed. I'm confronting you.
Okay, very good. All right, now I don't want you to try or try and impress me or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to be there and you confront me, all right?
Yeah, sure.
And you just get your body relaxed again. Mm-hmm. Still
sometimes I can't tell which way my head goes. And I can't always tell when it's tilted.
I see. All right, very good. Well, now you just relax and you confront me, okay? Start. New breakup. All right, that's it. Well, that was very much better. Now I want you to relax even more. You know, this tenseness is coming across to me terribly. Okay.
Okay.
All right, now just relax your body even more. You know, just get there real easy. That's good. That's much better. How do you feel?
Fine.
Good. All right, now I want you to communicate across to me. All right? Start.
All right, get him to do something there and find out if he's had any gains from the session, and then close it off.
Okay. All right, that's it. Okay. Now, what I want you to do this time is be even more here, all right? More relaxed. Can you do that?
I'll try. The thing that bugs me, you keep saying, communicate to you, and I've always considered that my confront is the willingness to see what I'm looking at and to receive communication. And I sort of twisting it around a little bit, I never thought of it. That isn't to say I haven't communicated to you, pretty clear, but the idea is that the willingness to receive communication.
All right, very good. Well, as the auditor, who really sets the session up?
Do I get a pass if I answer? the auditor.
All right, well, very good. Okay, now let's just have this once more for a few minutes. You relax. And I want, you know, real good TR0 here. And I really want to feel that you then, you know, confronting me. All right, start. That's it. Okay, that was very much better. Okay, now how did you find this coaching?
Very good.
All right.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't ask me for a professional attitude. I'd charge you a professional fee.
Okay. Anything else about the coaching?
No, it was very good. I felt much better towards the end than when I started. I was a little nervous, but other than that, I was still better at the end. I felt more relaxed at the end than the beginning.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
All right, well, it's the end of the coaching now, all right?
Right, yeah.
That's it.
Thank you.
Okay, he had quite a difficulty there, one sort or another. This, he's very easily broken up. And in actual fact, in a tense situation and so forth, he would tend to shatter. He would tend to go all to pieces on a PC. Now, he'd have to be gotten out of that. Of course, these are very short demonstrations, you understand. Very, very short demonstrations. All right, and we're just going to do TR0. Go right ahead, Tony.
Okay. Well, I've just been given the go-ahead, and what we're going to do is, for a short time, some TR0.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know what the purpose of this is?
The purpose of the drill?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just to confront you.
Very good. All right, that's all I want you to do.
Uh-huh.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Good, you're relaxed?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Start. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, I said start. It took you a little time to get there.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and you're still doing that.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, really be there and confront me.
All right.
Start. That's better. That's it. You've gone off again.
Mm-hmm.
Now be there and confront me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Start. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Plank moving. Also, you have gone off again.
Uh-huh.
Now you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all right to be there?
Yeah, sure.
Good. All right.
All right.
Start. That's it. You didn't start. You didn't confront me immediately that I said start.
Mm-hmm.
When I say start, you confront me immediately.
Good.
All right. You're feeling pretty comfortable with all this jazz and so on?
Yeah.
All right. Start. That's good. Clank, you're going off again. Start.
The difference here, watching coaches who have been here for a long time at St. Hill and watching these students who have just come recently is quite remarkable because, of course, the coach is doing a fabulous job of confronting. It makes the student look awfully bad. Actually, Joy isn't doing too bad a job here, but she's confronting quite woodenly, and she'd be very easy to break up. Now let's find an auditing attitude on her, or a professional auditing attitude, or an interested auditing attitude. Let's break up that graven in marble.
That's it. All right, now, did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was all agog to hear, but I didn't.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, we want, first of all, what is a professional attitude?
Well, to me, a professional attitude is knowing your onions.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, can you show me that?
Yeah, I guess so. It would include feeling fairly confident.
Yes.
And I realize it's severe, but I think that if you try to put across, in an endeavor to put across confidence, that would be a veer of being professional.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Now, I want you to show me
your
professional attitude.
All right.
Start. That's it. How did you do?
How did I do?
Yes.
Well, I felt there that I was actually putting the idea across, well, but I know what I'm doing. I know my onions. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
That was the veer I was using, confronting with an idea there and trying to make the idea solid that there was this professional quality around.
Mm. All right. Now, I want to point out something to you here. I got what you said.
Yeah.
When you're talking to me,
yes,
there's something different going on to when you're just sitting there. Now, what is it?
Something different going on.
As far as you're confronting is concerned. What's the difference?
Oh, well, the difference when I'm talking to you is that I'm just totally relaxed and just being myself. Just being quite willing to be here and talk to you. And when I put on this confronting attitude for you, I'm actually taking the veer and putting it there, to put the apparency there.
Okay, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you're doing here, or not doing, when you're talking to me,
yeah.
Can you just sit there and do that? Or not do it?
Then I wouldn't be laying on the professional attitude.
Well, let's just
it confuses me a little.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's just... are you getting what I'm getting at here?
Well, I don't think I am, actually, Tony. Because when I'm not laying on the professional attitude for you, I'm just, you know, just being. What I understand here is the idea of actually putting across the professional attitude to show up the veer.
All right, well, I just want to try this for a minute. I want you to just...
I see.
The difference I see is when you're talking to me, you're with me.
That's right, yes.
All right, now I want you to just sit there and be with me.
All right, very good.
See how this goes for me.
Okay.
Start. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
How did that seem to you?
Well, that seemed more relaxed. It didn't seem particularly professional. It just, you know, just seemed me.
All right. Very good. All right. Now, let's get back to this professional attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Just once again, define, what is a professional attitude?
Well, a professional attitude could be the idea of putting across that you know your onions and you're very confident and dressing yourself up in fine feathers, I guess.
All right. Good. Well, show me a professional attitude.
All right.
Start. That's it. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice the difference then?
Yes, I felt the difference.
Yes, that's
well,
the
point is that I felt I was getting across what the idea or the veer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right, now let's take a couple more of these here. What is an interesting attitude? Define it.
Interesting or interested?
I'm sorry, Flavia.
Yeah.
What's an interested attitude?
Well, I feel an interested attitude. It's just putting across being interested. But I feel that if you have to put it across, you're not really interested. Anyway, an interested attitude is trying to emanate interest or emanating interest to the person in front of you. Trying to put across the idea that you are very interested in him or her.
Very good. All right. You show me an interested attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Start.
We've got an awful lot of gimmicks and tricks here mixed up in this confront. It's got to be worked over pretty hard, actually. The student there is sitting there looking alluring at the present moment.
All right, that's it.
I felt an absolute fraud, Tony.
All right.
I felt I was pulling all sorts of things out of the bag.
All right. Well, have you got any different idea here on what an interesting attitude is?
As I say, I just felt an absolute fraud when I was laying that on. I felt I was pulling tricks out of the bag and,
yes.
I felt that I was putting across using my eyes in order to convey interest and using a slight facial expression in order to convey interest. The whole thing just felt like a total fraud to me.
All right, fine. Very good. All right, now you observed that.
Oh, yeah, sure, I did.
Now, you did tell me a little while ago about the difference between real attitude of some sort and something that's laid on.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's a real interested attitude? What is that?
Well, it would just be an interested attitude, just being there.
All right. Can you show me that?
I'll try to.
Well, don't try. Just show me.
Very
right.
Good.
Show me that.
All right.
An interested attitude. Start. That's it. Flag moving. Mm-hmm. Start. That's it. All right.
I felt I was using exactly the same veers again. I don't seem to be able to get away from them.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do this again.
Yeah.
And any veers that I see you using, I'm going to flunk you for them.
All right. Very good.
Let's see how we go with that.
All right.
All right. Now show me an interested attitude. Start. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Flunk. Your eyes are moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you're confronting me with movement there.
I see.
All right, now from now on, I won't say that's it. I'll just say flank. You keep on doing it.
I'm very good.
All right.
All right.
Is there something you want to say then?
No, but you're just going to flank me and not tell you what you're flanking me for.
No, I'll tell you what I'm flanking
you
for.
Oh, all right.
But I won't say that's it. I want you to keep doing it.
Good. I'll do that.
All right. Confront me. Start. Flank, you're moving ahead. Flank, you're blinking your eyes, fluttering your eyelids. Flank, you're confronting me with movement. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, around your neck here, all around here,
I'm not
going red.
Yeah.
Now you're confronting me with that part of your body.
Actually, I'm not surprised at that. I've got terrific masses around here.
Yeah.
I have had all day. I've been totally aware of them.
All right. Well, now, are you aware of doing anything with that part of your
body?
Yes,
I am. I'm actually aware of tremendous mass around here. Tremendous heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually aware of using this part of my body here,
mm-hmm.
pushing it out. You know, I'm holding out and pushing out all around here. I'm totally aware of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see if you can confront me now
mm-hmm.
without doing that.
Very good.
All right. Start. Flank, you're pushing the side of your face out.
Mm-hmm.
Start. Right, now be here. Come back to me. You're going off.
Finish that up and find out if she's had any gains and end it off.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now how did you do then?
Well, I came off the actual laying on of interest, but I feel that I've actually I've got something out of this.
Very good.
I do feel that I've come through quite a bit, and it's real to me how even a short period of this confronting drill can actually get you through and help you to be there. Right. I feel very much more here than when we came in.
Very good. All right. Well, is it all right with you if we end off the drill now?
Uh-huh.
Good. All right. Thank you. End of drill.
All right. Thank you, Teddy.
All right. Take a 10-minute break, and I'll give you a talk on this.